half game separating the Warriors from the Nuggets, who are atop the Western Conference standings entering this Tuesday night meeting in Denver. And after morning shoot-around at the Pepsi Center, this is what head coach Steve Kerr had to say before this meeting of the two teams standing 1-2 in the West.
Well, they're a really good team. I mean, most really good teams are hard to beat at home. It's just it's the nature of the game. But historically, Denver teams have been difficult to beat here with the altitude. And it's just the way it is when you combine those two factors, the fact that they're an excellent team, getting better all the time, and playing at altitude, it makes it a difficult place to play.
How much of that do you think is a credit to Michael Malone and what he's been able to do?
Oh, plenty. I think Mike's done a great job. I like watching their team play. I think their whole management group deserves a lot of credit. They've made some really good moves here. Put together a good roster, and Mike has tied it all together, and got a lot of good young talent, and they play well together.
DeMarcus still on track for Friday?
Yeah, DeMarcus is doing well.
I think Jokic had a pair of triple doubles last week, 40 and 10, I want to say, against Portland. What is his skill set that makes him such a unique player?
Yeah, he's one of the most skilled centers in the league. He can step out and shoot a three, and he's a brilliant passer, and they run a lot of good stuff through him with shooters on the perimeter, back cutting, and he just sees the game beautifully. He's got a great feel, so tough player to defend.
Is it surprising to you that Denver's been at the top of the West for pretty much the entire season so far?
I expected them to be good after last year. I don't know that I would have predicted they'd be in first halfway through the year, but they've taken a leap from a year ago when they were already a very good team. So they're getting better.
Do you look at them as a team you might have to face down the line in the playoffs, or is it too early for that?
Well, they're clearly going to be in the playoffs, and I think we are too. So it's an excellent chance we might play each other.
The point you made about first place and all that, I mean, last year you expressed similar sentiments about like kind of the cost benefit of having home court advantage through the rest. Obviously, you guys were able to win that game 7 against Houston. How did you see the guys be able to navigate through that disadvantage?
Through the disadvantage
of not having home court? Like, what did it take for you guys to be able to overcome them?
Well, you got to be able to win anywhere if you want to win a championship. You got to win on the road. I'm not sure there's ever been a team that won a championship without winning a road game during the playoffs. You've got to be able to do that, and if it happens to be a game 7, it's even more difficult. But we got a lot of experience. We got 3 championship banners. You know, our guys have been through everything. They've seen everything. So they're confident that they can win anywhere. But we'd always rather play at Oracle.
How are you using these next couple games to get ready for DeMarcus's return?
Not really thinking about DeMarcus until he plays in that Clipper game. So, you know, these next two games really are about what we've been doing already, and we've made a few tweaks here and there last week, and we'll continue playing the way we have. We've got a nice little roll going, and hopefully we keep it going.
The rotation and stuff like that?
Yeah. Just, but with everybody healthy, it feels like this is our team. And we finally gotten to that point. It's been a while, but we feel like we've finally got a nice rhythm and a lot of healthy bodies. And then obviously when DeMarcus comes back, that's the next challenge for our team. But these last two without him, we'll just go out and play like we have been.